Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bert Show.
So Cassie's going through a little stress right now. It's that season for you.
Tis the season. Bathing suit season. Mm-hmm. And I had a little trip to the beach this past weekend, and about 2 days beforehand, I realized, oh, your girl doesn't have any bathing suits, which is kind of a key piece. I made the decision a very long time ago to not let my weight or how I felt about my body stop me from living life, and especially doing things with my children. I want to craft good memories with them, and they're not going to remember how I looked. They're going to remember what we did together.
Reach.
So I'm not going to sit, and cover-ups are fine and stuff, but I'm not going to stop myself from doing things with them because of what I'm wearing. But that doesn't make the swimming suit shopping process any less daunting.
Curious dude question. So is this anxiety there every season, no matter what your weight is?
For me, it's only if I have to go shopping. So if I already have a suit and I know I've liked it and I've bought it and I feel okay in it, then I'm not going to have anxiety over wearing it again because I know how the suit performs, mm-hmm. so to speak. But when I have to go find a suit because I've gained weight, I have to be like, oh God, is there going to be one that fits everything? Is it going to fit my boobs? How is it going to look in it? Like this whole thing. And then it's trying it on. You get hot and sweaty and it just is, ugh. It just sucks. It just sucks.
And we've talked about the lighting in dressing rooms before, how they're really not very friendly.
The whole thing's a miserable experience.
Yeah, right.
It is, but thank God for plus size stores because some of them are installing fans in the changing rooms, like Torrid, so you can have a nice cooling breeze when you get hot, because they know their clientele gets hot really easily, all right? So I went to Torrid for the shopping experience. If you're unfamiliar, it's a plus size store that carry, I think, size, like, I want to say 12 up to 30 or something like that.
Is this a national chain?
It is a national chain. It is specifically for plus size people, those sizing. And so I'm like, my best bet is going to be there. Like, I know something is going to fit from there, regardless of how it looks. I just need a suit that fits because I've gained a lot of weight. I haven't bought a swimsuit since before I had my first child. So I've had two. I've gained probably like 70 pounds throughout that whole process. My body looks very different because of the pregnancies and how it separated my abs and also just weight gain in general. So I'm not looking forward to it. I am the heaviest I've ever been. And I also don't really like my body right now. I'm just not used to it. So I went in, I picked out some suits, and I'm like, you know what? We're going to go big or go home. I got a black one piece, but I'm like, let's get some hot pink. We're going to do a two piece. We're going to do like, it looked like a circus tent full of bright colors. I'm like, bring it all. Paige and Cassie to the big top. Let's try it all on, right? Because I'm like, I deserve to exist. Mm-hmm. Despite my body, I deserve to exist. I deserve to be there, have fun with everybody else. And that means I can wear bright colors just like everybody else. I don't need to hide my body, even if I don't like it right now.
I love your mindset going into this. And thanks. I feel like anybody that does struggle with their body acceptance, that's the kind of pep talk you need to give yourself before going into a dressing room to try on swimsuits.
Really?
Yeah.
God, sucks being a woman sometimes.
Yeah, but that's what you said is key phrasing. So I used to be all about body positivity, love your body. Yeah. And lately I've shifted into body acceptance. Doesn't mean you have to like your body. It just means you have to accept it as is and what it can do for you and what it has done for you.
Body neutrality is a big thing right now.
Yes, love it so much. Still am a fan of body positivity, mm-hmm. but body neutrality is just easier. You are a person. You're allowed to exist. Everybody looks different. So I try these on and I try the circus top suit on and I'm like, it's cute, but I definitely feel like I'm about to be doing some Dumbo style tricks. So I'm going to toss this one. And then I try it on a pink two piece, hot pink. And I was like, damn, I like this. I look good. I'm going to buy a two-piece, heaviest I've ever been, 250 pounds. Let's stick it in there. And I looked good. I bought a black one-piece. And I walked out of that changing room, and I was like, this was the least painful swimsuit shopping experience I ever had. I did not cry. I did one little negative thought popped up, and I said, shut up, Clarice, because okay. I renamed my negative thought Clarice.
Oh, good.
It just came out better than Veronica. Shut up, Clarice. And I bought the suits, and I walked out of there being like, what has changed? And it was because I've been working on my body acceptance. And so when I was able to look in the mirror and be like, I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It is what it is. I just need some suits. This is a very clinical process. Give me the seats. I feel great in these. Let's go. And then I did, and it was just so nice. And also this whole time too, in the back of my head was the thought like, this is no longer just about me. My daughter is going to see how I treat my body. Mm-hmm. She's going to see what I say about it and the things I say about it, whether I hide it or display it. She's going to take all of that in and soak it in. And that really forced me also to step up to the plate and be like, what message do I want to send her about how she treats her body? I need to start embodying that myself. And it was just so freaking nice to have a non-traumatic bathing suit process.
Beautiful.
Even though I'm the heaviest I've ever been.
I am so happy for you. I think this message needs to be spread near and wide and far. I also wanted to ask, like, your message to your daughter, which I think is really important, but also for you, has your relationship with your body changed since giving birth to two children and knowing what your body is capable of doing? Do you look at your body differently now?
I do, but not in a positive way.
Oh,
it
okay.
has, sorry. It has, no, okay. it, that does help pull me out of funks
yeah.
when I'm down about it, but it definitely is a new body to get used to, and I'm still going up that curve. But my point is that's on body acceptance yep. and just doing the work, putting in the work, and it works, I'm here to tell you.
Hey, The Bird Show. Hey, The Bird Show.